David and Goliath. You come with weapons to me, heavy armor. But I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the Holy One. You with a sword, with a spear, with a shield. And I only with my God. Well, maybe David could sometimes be quite a soldier himself. Is he aware of this? Violence. That is always the other ones, isn't it? But not me. I'm not a violent person, am I? It is a prophet who goes to David to tell him, yes, it is you. You are the man, you too, David. The story of Goliath, the name of God, and then how did it end? Suddenly David has a slingshot, and he knows very well how to use it. In Africa, some say about the Europeans, first we had the land and they had the Bible. Then we prayed together. And when we opened our eyes again, we had the Bible and they had the land. Who owns the land? Who decides about the raw materials? Where do they go? Well, we need them here in Europe as cheap as possible. You look at the bit of sawdust in your friend's eye, but you pay no attention to the piece of wood in your own eye. Europe has the African continent as its neighbor. Good neighborhood will be crucial. The better we cooperate, the better our future might be. But many people die at this border in the Mediterranean or in the desert. Germany is famous for its peace diplomacy, and that is good, but the export of weapons from Germany is crucial for the world market. Small arms that kill many people and other weapons with the most modern technology, modern slingshots from the small Germany. It is a huge market. A peaceful and a just neighborhood to the African continent, yes, would be fine, and hopefully it will go into that direction. Many people are eagerly working for that, but careful. You are the man, David. How should this work, justice? Who has what kind of interests here? It is easy to talk about colonial times, how could they? Or about the Holocaust, or the most cruel Eastern campaign, the war of extermination in the middle of Europe, or the apartheid, or slavery. How could they? So much violence. And the prophet comes to David, you too, David, you are the man. We might simply acknowledge, admit, that we are involved, entangled, even with some part of guilt, then it will not necessarily be easier, but more honest. It is not that simple. Here are the good ones and over there are the bad ones. We are part of it, a part of the problem, with sword and spear and shield and the destruction of the biodiversity on our planet before our eyes. We are part of it. There are no simple solutions. You too, David. That does not make it easier, but more honest. And without honesty and truth and forgiveness and mercy, you will not get the Christian religion. And maybe truth and righteousness, the gospel of peace, might perhaps grow and prosper. Let's go for it.